time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the K-Band Savings Bank, Cranny Self Storage in Danvers, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. And Sun and Air, the North Shore's premier golf practice facility. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro, back at it for another week of North Shore Sports. We are in tournament season, clearly, and we're in state finals, and it's awesome. So we're going to waste no time because we got to get to something. Let me tell you, that was very super.
Great shot, kid. That was one in a million.
Time for the Super Sub Super Performance of the Week.
That's right. Super Sub Shop Super Performance of the Week. We are giving it to the Salem High School baseball team. Made its best run in a long time by one run, missing the state finals, losing Salem baseball in Division 4 to Seekonk in the semifinal. One zip. Man, they were so close to making that state championship. What a run they had. Beat St. John Paul. Beat Linfield, beat Monument Mountain. These were like one and two run games every single time. Like three out of four were one run games. The Linfield one was 7-5. What a run that the Witches made. I love seeing Witches baseball back in the mix and doing things well. So congratulations to them on a great season. And Super Sub Shop, speaking of them, they're having great seasons every day. Great food, fast service since 1970, 324 Cabot Street in Beverly, Massachusetts. Casual catering will cater your parties. They have a lot of great stuff for parties. But the best thing to do with that is to give Paul a call. Paul Guanci, owner, see if he's got some catering for you. And then, hey, if it doesn't add up, just go there and visit Super Sub and get what you got to get. Best cheesesteaks in the North Shore. Open 7 days a week. 978-927-4788. Call ahead. Get your takeout. Get it on. It's good stuff. All right. So we're going to take a break. And on the other side, we are going to go to our two, count them two, Moynihan athletes, student athletes of the year. I didn't say that right, but Moynihan Lumber student athletes of the year. They've been selected. So we get to see who they are and hear from them once more. The male and female winners are coming up after the break, and then we'll catch up on tournament stuff, Twitter, all that good stuff after that. So stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Up next, the Moynihan Lumber.
Moynihan? The Moynihan.
Why don't you just say it, Dom?
That's a good one.
North Shore Sports Desk, we are here with our, we've had her on before, once or twice, Abby Betancourt of Peabody. multiple sports standout athlete, finished up her softball career recently, and was named Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Year. Pretty impressive. Abby, what's up?
Nothing much. How are you?
Good, good. Well, thanks for joining us. I mean, you had to join us. You won the thing, you know? You and Jake Vanna, the prep. Let's just go right there to that event. It must have been pretty cool to be around all those, you know, who's who of North Shore sports people.
It was really awesome getting to see everybody that was there that day, especially like the other awards they gave out about like all the different people involved in the award and all that kind of stuff, and got to see like Manny Costa, who was from PVD, get an award. And that was really cool. And then like the whole thing was just a great, great event. We got to see all the different newspaper reporters that have been at all our games, and everybody was family to like people that have like started this thing from the beginning.
Yeah. And Jake, I think Jake's like, is he a Boxford guy area? Where's he from? Do you know?
I have no idea. I know he's just around somewhere. He's somewhere.
Yeah, he's like those prep kids. You never know, right?
I have no idea.
but the, you know, and had you met him before, Jake?
We met at the Salem News dinner thing. So we've heard of each other, kind of knew each other, but it was cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just it must have been cool to be in the presence of, you know, just a great athlete there. And you two, did you get a chance to catch up, share stories about what's next, that kind of thing?
Yeah, he's also going to an Ivy League school, so I thought that was kind of cool. He's going to play lacrosse. So that was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take the conversation there. What is next for you? Like, what's the first order of business, you know, academic wise, athletic wise for college?
Well, I've started my summer workouts already. They started right after high school ended. We got our program, everything like that. So I've been doing that every day. Academically, I'm trying to figure out the classes I have to take. It's a little overwhelming. There's a lot of options, especially at Brown with the curriculum and everything like that. So I could really take anything I wanted. So I really need to narrow that down. And yeah. I think I'm going to do human biology. So I'm trying to figure out what classes I have to take for that and everything like that, and trying to work out all the logistics and everything.
Yeah. A lot of athletes we interview, you know, they're pretty happy to be at an amazing college, but pretty close to home. I mean, right down the road. Did that factor into the decision?
That was a big part of my decision, just because like my younger sister, who I've played softball with for 2 years, like she still has 2 years left of high school. She was involved in all four of my years and before that. And then my little brother's starting high school next year. So I want to be able to be present in their time in high school and like still be able to come home and catch a game and like not be completely MIA during their experience, because I know how important it is to have your family around and how much of a support that is and help you through like all the times that you're going through.
Yeah. And what do you think as far as your role on the team will be at Brown? Have you got any insights of where you're going to land and contribute?
Well, so actually our coach just stepped down. So we're in the process of getting a new one. Yeah. So it's kind of a fresh start. Like everything's just going to be fresh start. Happens.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, I don't know. I we'll see where I'm going to land. Oh, yeah. The new coach comes in. I don't know. Have you ever seen the movie Rudy with the Notre Dame football player guy? Yeah. Like, so he had a promise like from the coach to play one game his senior year, like just to dress up. But then the new coach came in.
This one.
Yeah. New coach came in and didn't let him do it until all the players rallied for him. And you know the story from there. So it's really like a wait and see. But at the same time, you're meeting with, you're going to start working out with the captains, practices kind of thing and all that. Nice.
Yeah, I've met everybody on the team. Everybody's really cool. So I'm really excited.
All right. Well, let's rewind a little bit. We got to talk Peabody softball and how that ended. Clearly short of where you guys wanted to be. But nonetheless, the run was tremendous and you elevated Peabody softball to a place it's, you know, hasn't been, you know, and very close to state finals. Take me to the game, you know, take me to the game where you guys lost to King Philip, was it, right?
Yeah, King Philip. Yeah. We picked the wrong day to have a bad day. That was definitely not our best day. And that's what in the state tournament, that's what it's like. You get one shot and one bad day can ruin the whole thing. And King Philip's a good team. They were well-rounded. They had a 1-9. They all could hit. They played their defense. They did everything they had to. They played clean defense. Yeah. So it really just came down to that. They things where yeah. we struggled.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, I can feel like those types of games, they go so fast. Like you guys are hitting the ball hard, but right at them kind of thing. And then and they're just getting the timely hits when they need to. It's just like, it adds up so fast. All of a sudden it's the bottom of the seventh. You're like, oh, what happened?
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Yeah, big thing, we couldn't win without scoring a run, so it didn't really matter defensively. Like, yeah, it wasn't our best outing, but we needed to score a run to even win, and we didn't get that done. So
yeah, it's, why is that happen? Why, when the bats are cold, it's like contagious sometimes. Why does everything get cold at the same time, you know?
Both ways.
Yeah. Well, give me the sort of your big summary, your big takeaway from this experience being with such an amazing program, Peabody softball, these past few years. What at the end of the day, what are the things you're going to remember about playing with these girls?
Oh, there have been so many memories. I've played with people from Emma Bloom, who I've been playing with since I was little, to like new people that I never got the chance to play with, like my younger sister, Lizzie, who like I had the opportunity to play with her for 2 years, because you don't usually get that like with Little League because of our age difference and with like everything like that. So really it's been amazing, really getting to meet all the different people, because also with softball, like you get people from all different places. Like a lot of the girls on our team, like I don't have classes with, I don't see them like throughout the day at school. So it really like brings like a different light and brings you to introduce like new people and really get to know people outside of just school and who you see in the hallways.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And how are you looking to spend your summer? Put a few bucks in your pocket before, I know the Brown cafeteria is pretty expensive then.
Seriously? No, yeah, I'm doing a couple lessons with some kids in the area to help with that. And then I'm still traveling for AAU softball. So I'll be all over the place. I think we're going to California, Colorado, Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
I'm in Pennsylvania this weekend, so. Still doing a lot.
Yeah. And AAU, do you also hold like a 2 strikeout per inning average with them as well?
I play every my AAU team. I pitch, I play second, play the outfield. So
yeah. Did you move around a little bit with Peabody? I mean, obviously main job was pitching, but did you get a chance to see some other positions once in a while?
There were a couple games where I played center field because that's where our pitcher played. So they were like, just go out there. I was like, all right, sounds good to me. I'll go anywhere.
Yeah, same view of the plate, but a little farther back.
It's a little further. Yeah.
That's amazing too, like when you can kind of adjust when you see the pitch is kind of, oh, it's going inside, I'm gonna lean this way, like
it helps being a pitcher knowing those things when you're out there.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think about the future for Peabody softball? Who's gonna take over the mound possibly? I mean, I know it's a long way away.
That's the big question. Who's going to do it? We have a freshman who she'd never really pitched before, but I'd been working with her a little bit throughout the season and she's been doing pretty well. I think she might be the one. If not, there's another one coming up from eighth grade that might the role. Yeah.
That's good. Cool. Well, I just wanted to get the quick scoop and congratulate you on Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Year, along with Jake Vanner of the Prep. Abby Betancourt wins it for Peabody. That's awesome. Amazing. Congrats. And best of luck at Brown. I know we'll be on this exact same situation probably when things get rolling for you there. Ivy League. Who's the final question is, who's the big I mean, there's so many mini rivalries within the Ivy League, but do you think there's one particular softball rival for Brown?
Everybody that I've talked to on that team, everybody hates Harvard.
Okay.
They're the one. Up and they're kind of snobby, so they never not fan.
Doesn't shock me. That seems like an easy team to hate. You're like, hey, you're not the only Ivy League team here. No. Okay, so Harvard is the target for sure. Brown can go like, you know, 4-27 as long as they sweep Harvard in the conference series. And that's probably like you probably have like double headers each weekend day against conference rival. Yeah. That's how it goes, right?
I think it's a double header usually on Saturday, and then you play one game on Sunday.
Okay, so it's like a little three-game series kind of thing on the weekends. Yeah, for sure. All right, Abby Betancourt, Peabody, it's been great talking to you once again, and wish you the best of luck going forward. Keep in touch. All right, we'll talk soon.
All right. Bye now. Thank you.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dominic Castro back at it with our next Moynihan student athlete, Moynihan Lumber student athlete of the year, Jake Vanna of St. John's Prep. What's going on, Jake?
Nothing much. Getting ready for our semifinal game. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, state final game. We're interview on Sunday before the state semifinal, and the game is on Tuesday against an opponent you might know a little bit about, Boston College High. So that game was played, because this interview airs on Thursday after the game, but hopefully you're in the state finals at that point the following day on Friday. But let's not skip ahead. BC High, give me the scoop. How did the regular season go? What's the matchup like?
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. I mean, Both of our squads kind of have a ton of new faces this year. I mean, they lost a lot last year. We lost a lot this year in terms of how dependent we both were on our senior class. And our first game we played at BC High was actually one of our toughest games of the year. It was a bit of a low score. It was 3-3 going into the fourth quarter. And then we kind of pulled away right at the end and won 7-3. But that game, that could have gone either way right at the beginning. And then the next one we played at home, it was probably our best like complete game of the year. To this date, where we just came out firing and we were shooting the ball well, we were moving it really fast, and we ended up winning that one like 13-3. But as we know, against BC High, like flukes like that can happen because we play each other so many times. So we're expecting a battle. They're playing their best lacrosse of the year based on their scores and who they beat, and hopefully we are too. But it's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited, and you never get tired of playing those guys because it's always fun playing a rival.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, they dropped Newton South 17-4, Concord Carlisle 16-4. Then they had a competitive one with another familiar foe, Xaverian 7-2. But meanwhile, you guys have been cruising until this point. But I mean, I always ask that question, like, hey, is that going to be tough to adjust to like a competitive game versus you've had blowouts before? But three state titles in a row, you guys have figured it all out. What's the key to stay mentally focused when the competition hasn't been that great for you guys so far in the tournament?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think sometimes it's a good thing not to always be super stressed in every single game. And sometimes you have those games where you get the starters out early and you get to watch the younger guys and see how much they've grown. And that's kind of what we've been able to do. But I think especially for the semifinal game, a lot of our guys, especially the seniors and guys who've been there before, are itching for a really close game. And we've been there before. We know what it feels like, even across other sports as well. So I think we'll be ready. Coach Pinchon, I think today, is going to talk about that a lot and how maybe it's been super easy now, but how we can stay mentally sharp going into the game and not expect it to be a blowout. But I know me and a couple other of my senior counterparts would really love to have a close game. We're itching for one really bad, but it is tough sometimes just because when you get into a habit of winning so easily, then you can create bad habits. But I think that's what we've emphasized all year, just like staying in the moment and developing good habits in practice. So when the big moments do come on Tuesday, we will be ready for it. We didn't develop any bad habits that might cost us our season. So just taking it day by day and having a good practice today is a good start.
Yeah. And I know obviously Coach and anybody's, you know, you guys are not talking about Needham or Acton Boxborough because that's way on the other side of the bracket. Yeah. But humor me for a second. Have you played those teams, either one of those teams this year, Needham or AB?
We haven't played Needham, but we played Acton Boxborough our first game of the year. And I mean, obviously the first game of the year, anything can happen. People are juiced up, but we were definitely a little rusty. And I think it was a super tight game. They played really well. We played really well. It was 11-9. I think we kind of pulled away in the end, but it was a one goal game for the entirety of the game. So it was a really close one. And I mean, since then, both of us have gone a lot better. So if we do end up seeing each other, I wouldn't expect anything else but a battle. But yeah, they're a great program. Historically, they have been. And now I'm sure they're itching a chance to get to the finals. So they're a great team. And we had a battle the first time we saw them.
Yeah. So that's probably a matter of on Tuesday night, you guys, you know, could get the W and then probably stick around, right? You don't go anywhere because they play right after you guys.
Oh, they're after us that day?
It looks like it. Yeah. According to the MIA site, you got Prep and BC High 5:15 on the 11th. And then Needham and Acton Boxborough 7:30 at Clinton High. Yeah, the semifinals
are both nice. Nice.
Yep. All right. Well, Jake, I mean, big stuff. Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Year. That's no joke. So many great athletes come across that monthly award program. And you were side by side with Peabody's Abby Betancourt, who we just interviewed on this show. Give me that experience of that, you know, that luncheon that happened the other day. That must have been pretty cool to be around who's who of North Shore sports people.
For sure. It was pretty neat. I mean, it was an awesome dinner. My dad was telling me how great the food was because I had a game right after, so I wasn't really eating anything. And he was like teasing me.
Couldn't load up.
Yeah, exactly. He was like teasing me about the food and making me jealous. But no, it was super cool. I mean, I met a lot of like North Shore legends per se that even my parents knew. And I think it's also super cool just how much the North Shore prioritizes student athletes and recognition. I don't think there's any other place, maybe in the country, honestly, that does it as well as they do or puts as much effort and thought and care as the North Shore does. So it was super humbling. I thought it was also pretty cool that I was allowed to invite guests and just show everyone, like the people who have helped me along the way, and give credit to them. Because sometimes if it's an award show and I just go up there, everyone thinks it's like, oh, it's like just me. But no, I was glad I could give credit to my family and all the teachers, coaches, mentors who have helped me along the way. I thought that was special. And then also my mom winning it a long time ago. I think that was pretty cool, just like generationally. And just, it just shows how much she sacrificed for me and my dad as well and helped me get to this point. So I think it's pretty unique. I think it's pretty cool to be the first mother son or like first parent son duo to ever win it. So that, it was a pretty special dinner for sure.
Yeah. And that also shows you Moynihan Lumber's commitment to student athletes. If they're going way back to your mom's day and then now still doing it for your day, and you summed it up perfectly, just bringing out the student athletes of the North Shore to inspire others to be like that, you know. And you and Abby, special people. You found a way to figure it all out and balance everything. It's like a preparation for college, which you're going to have to do that all over again. So
yeah.
What did your mother, what school and what did she win for again?
She went to Masco and she did track, soccer, and basketball.
Nice. And yeah, you know, looking back, you were a three sport athlete as well, right?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, you go back to hockey, and then what was the fall sport you played? I'm sorry.
Soccer.
Yeah, soccer. So soccer, hockey, and lacrosse, of course. And you know, finishing up hockey was amazing. And right now where we're at, you're just looking to finish the deal this week and make it, what would that be? State title number 7 for you personally.
Yep.
Nice. But yeah. Who did you have to pick someone to speak for you at that Moynihan luncheon?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Who'd you go with?
Yeah. Coach Hansen. Oh, I gave Coach Hennessy and Coach Hansen, my two hockey coaches, the option.
Yeah.
And because, I mean, coming off a state championship with them, especially, and how close-knit the hockey team is because of our locker room, and then being on the ice, like ice level with them in practice for the last 4 years. And also, I think Coach Pinchon spoke for Jimmy Ayers last year, so I didn't really want to double him up. So I chose Coach Hansen just because I've had him for 4 complete years. And I know him personally. He knows me personally. So I thought he would be a great fit. And he did an unbelievable job. So
nice. And that, so that's back-to-back prep lacrosse Moynihan Lumber Student Athletes of the Year. Is that what I'm hearing?
It is.
Nice. They own it. It's like the America's Cup. It's called the Prep Cup. No. But all right. Well, I know the focus is completely 100% on BC High at the moment of this interview, but I do want to ask you, you know, the next steps after, you know, what happens for you once varsity high school lacrosse officially ends, hopefully Friday. What happens next for you in terms of summer, getting ready for things in college?
It's like a full reset, which it's kind of nice. I mean, I was talking to like my parents and stuff, and I think especially after being at St. John's for 7 years and how fun it is, how much success some of my teams have had, I think it's time for a fresh start. And I'm going to be at the bottom of the food chain. I'm going to be a freshman. So I'm going to be working a lot this summer, trying to make some money. And then also I'm going to have to be training my butt off for college because it's a whole new beast up there with how big and fast and strong and how much a lot of the guys care. So I'm excited. It's a new chapter, a little nerve wracking, obviously, because it's going out of my comfort zone just because my home has basically been St. John's for almost half my life. Yeah. So I'm excited, but it's basically a full reset and I just got to work super hard to get all my stuff done and then go down there with an open mind to learn. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And you and your counterpart winner, Abby Betancourt, both Ivy League. Going into the Ivy League fray there, you at Princeton and her at Brown. You guys, what was the kind of gist of the conversations you had with her? I know it's probably quick because of the ceremonies and everything.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, especially because I wasn't able to be there the whole time. So they bumped my award up, but she seems super nice. I mean, it was more just like, hey, like, congratulations. And she said, congrats. Because we took a picture and then we had to sit down and get ready for the lunch. So I didn't talk to her extensively, but I was at a graduation party for one of my friends yesterday afternoon. And he lives in Peabody. And I asked about her and he said she's super nice. And everyone has the same reviews about her. They all rave about her personality. Not even just her athletic ability, but her personality. So I think that shows a lot about her.
Yeah, nice. Well, I'm going to let you go because you're still getting prepared. You're still a high school athlete at the moment for a few more days. We wish you the best of luck against BC High and then going forward. So Jake Vanna, Princeton bound, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Year. Congratulations and best of luck with the prep.
Thank you so much. It means a lot. It's been a lot of fun doing these interviews. So thank you so much for all your hard work.
Yeah, same. Appreciate it. All right, have a good one, buddy. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
Talk soon. Bye.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester by the Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, those were our two athletes. Great interviews. Jake and Abby are well on their way to Ivy League success. We just know it. So let's get into some tweets, or X's, whatever you want to call it, from the North Shore scene at GMHS underscore Royals. State finals bound. Look at that. Royals 4, Tahanto 2. The softball Royals will be going to the state championship. Love it. And we'll get more details on that in the next segment. Oh, show. All right, let's keep rolling here. What else are we going to do? BU softball. We're going to go to at Terrier softball. Just a few more tweets here because we really want to get to this tournament stuff. At BU softball, I mean, at Terrier softball, we know why we're using them, right? You get Amesbury's Ashley Waters as the coach. We had her on for a great interview earlier. They just did some tweeting here. Highest ever finish for the team after 96 squad placed 25th. First New England-based squad since UMass in 2009 to place. I think they finished 23. First New England-based NCAA Division I program since 2009 to end the year in the NFCA Top 25 poll. That's why they posted this. First Northeast-based squad since Hofstra in 2018 to place. Yeah, good stuff overall. Hashtag OBU. Hashtag dogs eat. Hashtag NCAA softball. Congrats to Ashley Waters, pretty much making a case for her being the GOAT, right? I don't know much about her. The history of BU softball before her, but clearly she's up there. They went to Oklahoma for NCAAs. Didn't do that well out there, but, you know, had a good, had a great time. Phil Stacey, let's finish up with him at Phil Stacey underscore SN. St. John's Prep is headed to the Division I state final for the fourth straight season after sweating out a tight 6-4 win over BC High, and the Prepsters will be going for their fourth straight title. So, all right, we're going to take a break, and then the other side, give you the full scoop on what's going on North Shore teams in the state tournament.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Drink and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
All right, back at it on the North Shore Sports Desk, the North Shore Spring Sports Report. We've got a lot to cover because we got some many North Shore teams in the state finals, and many had a great season and got to the semifinals. So let's get right to it. All right, we are looking at Division IV girls tennis. Now, this we have three North Shore teams in the state finals, so we can easily have an all North Shore final. We definitely have an all North Shore semifinal in one of them. Hamilton Wyndham plays Hopedale on Wednesday, June 12th. We won't have that in time, the results. But on the other side, Manchester Essex and Linfield play, and that's significant because the boys' version of that, Manchester Essex Linfield Tennis, are playing in the state final already. So there you go. Great matchups. Manchester Essex, Linfield, legendary schools for tennis. Boys and girls, both schools, great seasons. Okay, let's move on. Girls tennis, Division III, your defending state champions. Newburyport was playing Pembroke in the state semis. The winner of that will get Wilmington and Weston. Good stuff. Let's move on to boys tennis. Like we told you, Linfield and Manchester Essex are in the finals for Division IV. Amazing. Swampscott boys tennis had a great run, but they fell short to Bedford 5-0 in the final four. Now, moving on to boys tennis Division I, St. John's Prep will be in the final playing Concord Carlisle. They beat Lexington, St. John's did 4-1, and Concord Carlisle will beat Brookline 3-2. Going to be a battle between SJP and CC. Swampscott boys lacrosse with another Swampscott boys having a great spring. They ended up losing to the final four to Nantucket 9-3. Nantucket will play Sandwich in the final. Division I boys lacrosse, we know all about that. St. John's Prep, man, at Burlington High for the state title on that's going to be Friday, June 14th at 3 o'clock against Needham. Needham beat Acton-Boxborough 9-8. The Prepsters beat BC High 6-4. All right, Division IV girls lacrosse, your Ipswich Tigers in the finals. I know they fell short last year in 12-11 win over Weston. Cohasset beats Norwell 11-9, and the finals are set Thursday, June 13th, today, 2 o'clock at Walpole High. Ipswich, get it done. You're defending Division III girls lacrosse champs. Newburyport, 19-5, convincing win over Hanover. They got Medfield in the finals on Thursday, 2:15 at Burlington. Medfield beat Foxborough 21-5, so 40 goals between the two finalists in the state championship. How about that? And Georgetown baseball and softball is in the state finals, Division V state finals for both of them. The softball team got there with a 4-2 win over Tohonto, and they're going to be playing the winner of Turner Falls and Hopedale. They played Wednesday, so we'll see when the finals of that is. And Georgetown boys baseball will be playing at Polar Park in Worcester on June 14th. So that'll be Friday, right? Yeah. Against English High. English High beat Greenfield 2-0. Georgetown beat Pioneer Valley Regional 7-4. And they meet in the finals. That's the number one seed Georgetown against number three seed English High. English High only has two losses in the year, Georgetown with one. St. Mary's, we have a state finalist. I think, well, they've already, I think they already won a state title, you know, every school year going on, 20 years in a row. I think they already took care of that in hockey. So girls hockey, and they're the number two seed in baseball Division III, and they made it all the way to the finals to play Oakmont Regional in Worcester on the 15th, which would be Saturday at noon. They got there with a 1-0 win over Tantasqua Regional. Oakmont Regional beat Apopka 5-1. And lastly, just want to give a quick shout out to Marblehead Softball for an incredible year. They were 18-4 heading into the tournament, and they made it all the way to the state final, only to lose to Westfield 3-2. So the finals are going to be Westfield-Walpole. Well, Walpole beats Bedford 1-0. All right, let's call it a show. That's it for North Shore participants in the tournament. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Good luck these next few days. Talk all about it next week. We're out every Thursday morning at msonewsports.com. Don McCastro signing off. Thank you, everybody.